everybody. Presented to you by Mercedes-Benz, your official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG. As a saying unfortunately goes, all good things must come to an end. Giants lose to the Packers in Green Bay this afternoon by the score of 38-13. Their season is officially over. And now we move forward. How you doing, everyone? I am Russ Salzberg, joined by my colleagues today, Sean O'Hara, David Deal, and Amani Toomer. And guys, we've heard the cliches. You got to play every minute of every game. The Giants outplayed the Packers for 27 minutes and 40 seconds of the first half. It wasn't good enough, obviously.
Well, the Giants defense started out really well, and they did a good job of making this a ball game. They had an early lead. But when Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie got hurt and he came out of the game, it was complete mayhem. And Aaron Rodgers went on the attack mode. He came into the game with 18 touchdowns and no interceptions in the last seven games, and he lit this defense up. And he went right after that slot position where DRC would have been. He went after Trevin Wade. And as good as the Giants defense has been all year long, they just could not contain Aaron Rodgers and his passing attack.
And when you think about it, special teams played a huge factor in this football game. You know, you talk about Brad Wing. He has been lights out this entire season, had his worst performance of the year. And it wasn't just a 38-yard kick. It was the hang time. He was line driving it, not giving his opportunity for his coverage unit to get down the field. Dwayne Harris was non-existent in the punt return game today. And then when you think about it, one of the biggest plays in this game was Rainey. When you're at the sidelines, you either let that ball roll out to get the penalty or you put a foot out of bounds to clear yourself out of bounds and get the penalty that way. That took the life out of the New York Giants, and it affected the field position the entire game.
And that was actually right. It was still a game then.
Yes.
You know, it was still a game. What you do is you put your foot out of bounds and be out of bounds. And that will actually, you'll be extension of the sideline.
And you mentioned, too, if you let the ball hit the ground, then maybe it goes out of bounds.
It's going to skid out of bounds anyway. Yeah. I understand you want to make a play, but you got to be smart. And this is what that can change the whole tenor of a playoff game with some special teams. But another thing that changed the tenor of this football game was the drops from the wide receiving crew. Eli Manning started out hot this year, this game, very accurate, but these drops, third down, that's a drive killer. That's almost as good as a turnover, especially early on in the game when Eli had momentum, the Giants had momentum. And then there's another one here, Odell Beckham. Most people say, oh, that's a tough catch. But that is a catch that he has to make. That's a catch that a player of his caliber has to make to change the tenor of the football game.
That said, I couldn't agree with you more. However, they scored two touchdowns in the final 220 of that first half. So with those mistakes, they were still in control of the game.
But if those weren't field goals,
right,
and those field goals were touchdowns, then that would have been entirely different. They would have just tied up instead of move forward.
And this reminds me of 2011, our Hail Mary, Eli Manning to Hakeem Nicks. It was the biggest confidence booster for our football team because we went in at halftime saying to ourselves, there's no way we're going to lose this football game. And it was the same thing when it happened with this Packers team and getting that Hail Mary before half. You saw the life that it gave the Packers and the momentum completely switched to their side, knowing that they weren't going to be denied and they were going to win this football game.
You mentioned Eli. I thought everybody wanted to know, hey, is playoff Eli going to show up? And he did. Mm-hmm. Eli showed up. He got off the plane with no jacket on. All right, he didn't go shirtless like his receivers did, but he came ready to play, and he dropped a couple of dimes. I mean, that throw that you just showed to him, I mean, you can't make a better throw than that. And when you've got a quarterback that's rocking and rolling like this, you got to show up. And this team let Eli down. They let the Giants fans down because the rest of the guys didn't show up. And, you know, as good as Eli looked today and threw the ball around, the fact that they had to kick field goals early on in the game hurt them because they dominated the first quarter.
He played,
and as you mentioned, the first half. They should have been up 14.
You're
points.
Exactly right. He played well enough for this team to win this game. They should have been up 21-6 or 21-14, even with the Hail Mary, and still would have been in a football game, and the momentum still would be with the Giants getting the ball in the second half.
Well, I thought there were two turning points of the game against the Giants. One was at the end of the first half. The other one was after Eli threw the touchdown pass to Tavares King, getting him back with the one, Rodgers took him right back downfield with an answer. I thought that really was the nail in the coffin.
And that's the biggest thing that we talked about. When you think about this game, you see five sacks. It was a misconstrued stat in this football game because we saw that he had all day in certain circumstances. And even when the coverage was locked up, if you give Aaron Rodgers 5, 6, 7 seconds, it doesn't matter if it's him or any other quarterback.
Yeah, this was early in the game.
This was early in the game. That play was huge in the first quarter. But then from that point on, you really saw their offensive linemen finish football plays, continuing to push their defensive ends until the play was completely over. And it took over, and it manufactured something for them offensively that it didn't matter defensively what they did coverage-wise, because they scrambled back to the football. He escaped and made those plays that you improvise, and that he has made this entire winning stretch for their team.
Aaron Rodgers is too good of a quarterback, and I don't care how good your secondary is. You can't cover this long. I mean, this is backyard football right here. There's a 5 Mississippi count going on right now before anybody wants to touch Aaron Rodgers. They certainly missed JPP. Olivier Vernon wasn't enough of a factor. Look, if I'm going to pay that guy all this money, you got to show up. You got to crank it up another couple notches in the playoffs. So I think that, you know, look, there's a lot of guys that are playing their first playoff team, first playoff appearance in this game. Not a lot of whole veterans. I think that they realize playoff football, you mentioned the time, and you've got to play 60 minutes. You've got to crank it up another couple notches. Somebody's got to step up and play better than they had in the regular season. And this Giants defense, as good as they were in the red zone all year long, they did not force Green Bay to kick field goals.
Well, unfortunately, Giants won't get a chance to crank it up a notch until next season because, as we said,
we're going to hear all about it, Russ.
Yes, we will. 38-13
Don't
Packers
say it.
Was the final. A lot more to come. Player reaction to this sad ending for the Giants. But right now, let's take care of some business, folks. Want you fans to remember to make sure you go to Adorama.com/Giants for your chance to win a Fitbit Charge 2 wristband. Adorama, the official electronics retailer of the Giants. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz, right here on MSG. So stay right where you are. Plenty more coming up. All right, everybody, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here for you on MSG. Right now, let's go right back to Green Bay, catch up with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Devon Kennard and Kelvin Shepard. Paul?
Devon, Aaron Rodgers, you talked about it, he extended plays all week, and he really seemed to burn you in the second half.
Yeah, man, it wasn't a good second half for us defensively. I hate to see us go out like that with all the good defense we played all year, but we let things get out of hand tonight.
How much did the Hail Mary right before the end of the first half deflate this team?
I didn't think it was going to. You know, we came into the half like, man, they got two big plays on us, some fluke plays. Let's come out in the second half and shut them down because we were playing good ball up until then, and that's just not what happened in the second half.
And then finally, after King catches that touchdown, it's 14-13, and then Cobb wound up beating you for a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah, you know, that hurt us. We closed the gap, and we were right there, and we let it slip. You know, as a defensive player, we got to take responsibility for that.
A lot to build on here, Devon. A good season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm proud of our guys, but there's no moral victories here. You know, we want to make it deep into the playoffs and win a Super Bowl, and that's not what we did.
Thank you very much. Kelvin, defensively, everything seemed to be going right for you in the first half up until that Hail Mary right before the gun.
Yeah, I looked up one time and it said negative total yards, something like that, man. But those are the plays that you can't give Aaron Rodgers. Like I said, he's a special player, and once you give him that momentum, especially here in Lambeau, it's tough to overcome that.
How surprising was it in the second half they were able to do what they did and pull away, given the fact that your defense had been so locked down?
It's surprising for anybody to do that against our defense. I don't care how special they are. I just hope I'm able to come back next year and enjoy this ride again.
Congratulations on a fine season.
Thank you.
All right, guys, back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. All right, fellas, while Aaron Rodgers beat up the defense in the second half, the defense had one moment there. It was 3rd-and-1 and then 4th-and-inches, 2 huge stops. I don't know if I would have done what Mike McCarthy did going for it on his own 4th-and-2, but nonetheless, those were 2 enormous stops, and I thought the Giants were going to take momentum right away, in which they did, scoring that, you know, Eli answering with the Tavares King touchdown.
Yeah, it was a gutsy play call by McCarthy. 4th-and-inches, you would think that you can get the first down. He trusts his offensive line. It was a big stop by Landon Collins coming up, blowing up the fullback, Rabowski. You can see Landon Collins, I mean, he's right there at the line of scrimmage. He's 1 yard away. He lights up the fullback. I think he might have been out before he even hit the ground, but that was a huge stop, huge momentum. And this defense, look, they played well at times. They start out the game, they forced 5 straight punts, Russ, to start this game, and they were held them to 1 for 7 on 3rd down in the first half. Here you see from another angle this great 4th down stop, but they just, in the second half, they just got worn down, and you could tell that not having DRC, and you could tell Landon Collins was trying to do everything. He had a big game, and he was really physical. He was a factor, but the defense just couldn't keep up with Aaron Rodgers in this offense.
And we talked about Aaron Rodgers the minute that DRC was out, attacking at that slot position, the place where he would play. But the biggest factor that allowed the Giants to play so well and to get him to this postseason was the takeaways. They didn't have a single takeaway in this football game. No interceptions on Aaron Rodgers, no strips, no fumbles, no sack force fumbles, and it really hurt their opportunity today. So you talk about them playing an extended period of time. You saw that the Green Bay Packers, when they were able to control things and get extended drives in the second half, what did it do? It wore down the Giants' defense.
Well, I thought that the Giants' defense, their scheme early on was working. They weren't really rushing Aaron Rodgers. They were trying to keep him in the pocket and force him to make mistakes in the pocket and force him to try and, you know, make things happen. But as they started having success with those sacks, it almost kind of worked against them, where they were starting to try and get out of their rush lanes to sack Aaron Rodgers, and that's when he started getting out of the pocket or later on in the game. And then once the momentum left, with the weather in Lambeau Field, knowing that it's a playoff game, it just looked like they did get worn down and turned off and didn't really feel like they had the fight throughout the entire game that you'd expect for a team that's one game away from being eliminated from the playoffs.
Well, there you see the graphics. You can see how Aaron started the game. It looked, as they say, you can't keep a good man down. They certainly did not keep Aaron Rodgers down.
Guys, let me ask you this. I don't remember ever seeing any quarterback, any quarterback so comfortable when stuff is happening around him as is Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I've seen guys extend plays, but he never gets nervous feet. Never.
You know, he does a great job of making you think he's trying to break the pocket, but he's really not. Like in this play, he's really not trying to run out, but he buys extra time. He makes the defensive lineman stop rushing because they're looking. They're playing peekaboo to see where he's at. He's done a great job of this all season long. Coming into the game, 40 of the touchdown passes that he had thrown this season, 33 of them were in the red zone. So he does a great job buying time. You've got to give credit to the Packers offensive line for how well they protected at times. Those tackles did a great job, Bakhtiar and Bulaga. But the Giants knew that coming in, and they still didn't have an answer for it.
Well, the answer was the wrong answer for the Giants today. They lose to the Packers in Green Bay in their first playoff game and final playoff game of 2016 season, but it is 2017. 38-13, your final. A lot more coming up, folks. But right now, guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's, located on Fifth Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. We're talking about from the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood anywhere. Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of what a steakhouse should be. We're going to wait and hear from Coach Ben McAdoo, Eli Manning, and a lot more. So stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz right here on MSG. All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz right here on MSG. Right now, back to Green Bay. Check in with Paul Dottino and Howard Cross. Man.
Well, thanks so much, Russ. They told us in the press box that it was 14 degrees with a 2-degree wind chill factor right down near zero. Certainly felt like it. But, Howard, no excuses about the weather. The Giants, with so many missed opportunities, especially in the first quarter, 4 drop passes, they should have been up 10-0.
Yeah, you know, the defense was playing so well. I thought they were going to be up 10-0 or maybe even 14-0. The drop balls were a question. You know, they just they couldn't get their hands on them, couldn't keep them in their hands. You can see that the Green Bay Packers, they weren't doing all of anything offensively. It just didn't work out for them.
Another significant factor throughout the course of the night, special teams. The Giants getting virtually nothing out of their return game. And then, of course, in terms of getting down in coverage, they did a poor job. Green Bay constantly tilted the field. You could feel on the sideline the Packers energized by that and the Giants deflated.
I know, but, you know, when you're covering, it's tough. These guys were having a hard time, you know, getting up there and getting their hands on the guys. The Packers did a great job of blocking to keep them off of the returners. And then the Giants didn't get things started, but they made poor decisions in the return game. You know, catching the ball inside the 10 on the punt, the catching the ball on going out of bounds on the 5-yard line. If you let it go out, you'll get it on the 40. Just mistake after mistake. Those opportunities, you can't do that in the playoffs where you're one and done.
You guys have already talked about it a little bit. DRC goes out with a thigh injury early in this game. The combination of Sensabaugh and Wade is not Dominic Rogers-Cromartie. Very painful to the Giants as Rogers picked on that combo constantly. And then also, quite frankly, the Hail Mary to Cobb at the end of the first half, a reversal of what Akeem Nicks did to the Packers several years ago. Those two things really killed the Giants.
You know, DRC being out was probably one of the biggest factors in the game. Early in the game, even in that first series, you could tell they couldn't get anything going. Then as the game wore on, you know, Rogers kept looking for the guy, looking for that spot, looking to find who could have someone the right advantage right there. And he found it towards the end of the game. You could see it over and over again once he got it going.
Final thought, I thought on the fourth down stop there late in the game, Giants were still trying to climb uphill, but they had a critical fourth down stop. This defense never stopped fighting, Howard. Tremendous pride on that bench.
I tell you what, not just the defense, but I think the Giants themselves for a year that they wasn't a lot expected. They had a pretty good year getting into the playoffs, having the second best record in the NFC. But their shortcomings that plagued them all year long was what plagued them going into this game. You know, but they got a lot to build on going into next year.
Howard, it's been a fun season. Thanks.
Been a lot of fun.
Let's send it inside to Coach Pat McAdoo.
All right, tough way to end the season. Give Green Bay credit. They played well tonight. We struggled to play complete team football in all three phases, and we didn't handle the ball particularly well. We'll open it up.
What did you tell your team in there?
I think they fought hard, but we didn't play well enough. Give Green Bay credit. They played better than we did tonight.
How do you view this season? Did make the playoffs for 6-10 last year.
Yeah, it's a little early for that. No one's happy about anything right now.
Do you DRC, what happened there?
He has a thigh.
Did he try and come back?
He tried to come back, tried to work through it, but he has a thigh.
Maybe you surprised by the number of times your receivers had a hand on the ball and couldn't bring it in.
Yeah, we didn't handle the ball particularly well tonight. We didn't handle the ball well enough to win against a good team.
The defense played so well for most of the first half. What changed either on your side or from what Green Bay was doing to pull the script in the end of the first and second half?
You know, the field position got away from us a little bit. We put the defense in some tough spots. You know, they fought hard, but against a team like that, against a quarterback like that, you can't keep giving them chances.
What did you see in the Hail Mary from your angle?
They boxed us out better than we played it, and went up and made a play on the ball in the back of the end zone, threw it back across the field. It was a heck of a throw, a heck of a catch. Yeah, I mean, that's the play. That's the play. It's a box-out type play. It's who's more physical, who's lower, so they can keep their feet on the ground, box each other out, and go up and make a play on the ball.
You've put Odell back there at that play a couple of times. What's doing it there?
It was a possibility, yes.
Why didn't it not happen?
It was a possibility.
Why did you go with Bobby Rainey on that third and one for the punt, instead of Rashad or Perkins?
Where we were in the drive, we felt like he gave us a chance to get the first down.
How big a loss was DRC for you?
Yeah, I mean, you have three starting corners. We have other guys that we're confident in. I don't think it... was a deciding factor in the game by any stretch of the imagination, but you know, it certainly hurt.
Was that third and one going to be a run play? Was that called a run play, or was it a read done what they were doing? It's third and one to Rainey.
It was a running play, yes. You know, I'm not sure how many targets Odell had. I thought we had an opportunity to give him the ball a few times. Ball skills weren't great today. And I thought Eli was fairly sharp throwing it. But in the elements, you got to handle the ball better.
Are you surprised that, I mean, Odell's a guy that's performed for you in the fourth quarter, that in this spot he kind of had a subpar effort for him?
I think he played with tremendous effort. I wouldn't say that he didn't play with effort. We just have to handle the football better.
You said in the elements, did you think the cold had something to do with the drops?
You know, that's no excuse. Both teams are playing in it.
Ben, on the first series, Odell dropped a third down pass, and then on the second series, both he and Shepard opportunities, touchdown catches. I know it's still early in the game, and you wound up getting up 38 points, but how much did that first not be able to...
Yeah, I think points, there are some plays throughout the course of the game. We had some third downs early in the second half where I thought, you know, if we would have come up with conversions there, it would have been a different ball game. And anytime you give that other quarterback, anytime you give Aaron, you know, those opportunities, he's going to cash in on them, especially at home. And, you know, we have to convert.
You know Rodgers better than most people. Have you seen him better than in that second half?
I thought he played well. We couldn't close on him, couldn't finish on him. And you give him that much time in the pocket, he's deadly.
Ben, looking back, do you believe that your team was as focused and prepared as they could have been for this game?
Absolutely. I think the guys were dialed in. I think they played with tremendous effort. Didn't handle the ball well enough. The field position wasn't good enough. Give Green Bay credit. They played well tonight.
A number of players, including Odell, got their first playoff experience today. What do you hope they took away from this
whole? I hope everybody in the locker rooms remembers what it feels like to be in that locker room after a game like this. And we need to remember that when we go back to work in the spring.
You guys didn't score 20 points in a game the last 6 weeks of the season. Do you think that was the biggest issue today and for this season, the offense? I mean,
you can say that there were opportunities to score points tonight. You know, there were opportunities to score points. We didn't get it done, and we need more. We need better.
Yeah, Eli just turned 36 last year. You don't know how many more opportunities he's going to have. Do you look at this as a wasted opportunity, having him as your quarterback?
Yeah, these opportunities, they don't come by very often. And, you know, every time you get in, you have to make the most of it. And we didn't do that today.
Was there a fear early on?
Ben McAdoo, obviously disappointed. But let's remember one thing. He's a rookie head coach, goes 11-5, takes his team to the playoffs. After two back-to-back 6-10 seasons, I'd say that's doing pretty good. All right, we got a lot more coming up, folks. You're going to hear from Eli Manning, Odell Beckham Jr. So stay right where you are. It's Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz, right here on MSG.
Absolutely. There was a lot of opportunities early on, and football is really a game of momentum. And we had a couple chances, you know, instead of having 6 points, to have 14 points early on in the game. And then you put the pressure on them, and we didn't come out and really make those plays. You know, we ended up with only 13 points, but there were so many opportunities in the game for it to go the other way. But at the end of the day, you're playing the Green Bay Packers, you're playing Aaron Rodgers, you're playing a team who's, you know, was, I don't know what their record was, 4-6 or whatever they had to do to get all the way in. They've won 6 straight, and unfortunately, they've won 7 straight. So this is a team that we knew coming in was a red hot team. Kind of played it, you know, the same way they did the first game, as far as finding ways to, you know, eliminate routes, eliminate the route tree, you know, cutting off with a corner inside, the safety over the top. And we had a couple chances early in the game where they kind of caught us by surprise with one high. And it's a game of inches. And we were just inches short on some of these plays, inches away from big plays. But this being the first time being in the playoffs, I've lost a national championship at home. In the Superdome, never had an opportunity to even play there. Lost bad, and these are the learning experiences. As tough as they are, this is what you stand on and you grow from. It sucks. There's no way to put it. It sucks. It's a horrible feeling. And truly, you know, I didn't see the game going this way. You know, going in the half, we're down 7-6, and they just chuck one up and. You know, they score. And as much as you don't want to pretend like it doesn't matter, that's huge. That's tough, you know, and you can kind of feel it. And we didn't come out and catch stride again. So it's unfortunate. You know, I had a lot of fun with this team. 6-10, 6-10, 11-5. I guess the only thing that really sucks about it is you have to wait another 365 days to be here. And I don't think you can really appreciate all the hard work and everything that you did all year to get to this point, you know, when a game goes this way and it happens like this. But you got to credit the Packers. They came out and they did exactly what they had to do. They played an incredible game. They coached well. They made plays when need be. it's just unfortunate.
You know, Amani, as talented as the Giants wide receivers are, you and I have been discussing this, sitting, watching all the games together all season long. There have been dropped passes. That's part of the game, but there have been more than you would care to say, more dropped passes than need be.
Yeah, more than need be. I mean, you have 11 opportunities, 11 targets Odell Beckham had today and only came up with four passes. So they were relying on him. The Giants were relying on Odell Beckham to be the player that he was. He came up short. But I remember my first playoff experience didn't have much of an impact either. And that really motivated me to get better so that the next year I'd be able to do more in the playoffs for the team. And I think this is a learning experience, just like Odell Beckham said. I feel that if he could have just took a little hindsight and just been more engaged early on in catching the football, Ben McAdoo talked about ball security. If he was a little bit more ball secure, this whole game could have changed. And, you know, they've started, like Odell Beckham said, they started playing the single high, playing him one-on-one, and that's when he had to be ready to make big plays, and he just wasn't. And most of the receivers weren't. They just didn't have the game that made this receiving corps such a dynamic crew the whole season. This game, when they absolutely were needed, the entire crew just kind of let the team down.
Yeah. And for me, the big number going into this game was 25. The New York Giants were 7-0 this season when they rushed the football 25 times or more. They were 4-5 if it was 24 and less. They had 17 rush attempts today, and Eli Manning threw the ball 44 times. That is not the recipe for success for this offense. And what did it do in turn? They were 5-for-16 on third down because of the inability to run the football, to have pre-snap penalties and false starts, and play in third and long situations like they did this entire football game. So you really talk about establishing the run and how much it hurt this football team. And the other thing, when it comes to those points right before half that we talked about, that third and one was their opportunity to strike back and to try to put some points on the board before the end of the first half and start the second half, knowing that the Green Bay Packers would get the football. They get stuffed. And I do not agree with the fact that Bobby Rainey was the running back in there running that.
Yeah, Bobby had problems with two plays, that and the kickoff.
Yeah, and, you know, Odell Beckham, he mentioned something. He mentioned something about, you know, understanding about the playoffs. This is his first time. Well, in the big picture, playoff football, all of your inefficiencies as a team are magnified.
Yep.
And that's what this team found out the hard way. All right, you're not going to win games on the road when you play sloppy, when you miss opportunities. And I think when you look at the Giants, the way that they made the playoffs is by playing great defense, not giving up points. They're the second-best scoring defense in the NFL. They were averaging giving up 17 points. They did not get in the playoffs because the offense was lighting it up. They didn't score 30 points this entire season. So you can't go into the playoffs and say, we're going to do something we've never done all year long. And they haven't scored 20 points since they played the Cleveland Browns earlier this year. So now all of a sudden, when the defense gave up a couple touchdowns, the Giants didn't have a chance. The offense did not have a chance to come back and come from behind and all of a sudden score 20 points when they hadn't really been doing it all year long. So when you look at this team and you look at this big picture, they're going to say, hey, look, they lost this game because their true colors came out. And when all of a sudden, when you're not a great football team, you can't overcome all those mistakes. That's what we saw. The Green Bay Packers were just the better team in a lot of different areas. It just took a little bit longer for that to come out in this game.
And winning masks those things.
Yeah.
Always does.
Yeah.
All right, what do you say we go back to Green Bay, catch up with Paul Dottino and Tavares King?
Well, Tavares, I got to tell you, you had one of the real big highlights for the Giants tonight, catching a long touchdown pass, brought the team back at 14-13. Looked like there for a moment you guys are going to be able to steal this one.
Yeah, you know it did. We came out confident in the second half, and you know, we knew we had an opportunity to put some points on the board, and you know, it's just you know, it's unfortunate that we didn't execute like we needed to.
How difficult was it to miss all the opportunities that the offense did in the first quarter to then try to get the momentum back once the Packers seemed to steal it, especially with that Hail Mary at the end of the first half?
I mean, it's extremely difficult, especially when you're the plays are right there. You're just coming up a little short, but you know, we kept the main thing, and that was pushing forward. You know, I was proud of the way we fought and we were resilient.
Was their rush defense tougher than you thought? Because I thought the Giants would be able to run the ball better and then open things up for you more downfield.
I felt like we handled those guys up front really well. You know, I felt like E had a good amount of time to throw the ball. And, you know, I felt like the guys up front did a great job.
Well, Tavares King, you gave the fans a couple of real exciting moments, a couple of bombs on touchdowns late in the season. Congratulations on 11 wins with the Giants this year.
All right, thanks so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. A lot more coming up, folks. We're waiting on Eli Manning, so stay right where you are. You are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented by Mercedes-Benz, right here on MSG.
After the game, yes, sir.
Odell's an emotional guy. I saw him, you know, he was disappointed. His head down and disappointed. But there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys that will shed a tear or two today. And you lose a playoff game, and for a lot of guys, it's their first time in the playoffs, and to kind of have the season abruptly end like that, it can be a shock, and everybody handles it differently.
Push the chance
in
the end zone,
had
to settle for a field goal.
I don't think it took, didn't take anything out of us. Would have liked to, gotten touchdowns there. That's football. You keep playing, and thought we hung in there tough, and had a lot of decent drives going. We just didn't make some key plays at times, whether it's third downs or some shots in the end zone or some other opportunities that. We didn't execute well enough from all points offensively. Didn't score enough points, and kept them in the game. And then they did a good job. They had a good plan, and they weren't going to give us many big plays. We had a couple opportunities, took some shots down the field. We just didn't connect on them.
Eli, what do you think went wrong with Odell today? I mean, we've seen much better games than the one he played today.
It's just football. Sometimes he had. Obviously, first drive had a drop. That after that, had some. I could have made better throws. Didn't have to make it so tough for him. Had a chance for the go route in the end zone. He laid out for. Could have put that on a better spot. Had a corner route. They're going to be tough catches, and probably didn't have to make them as tough as they were.
All right, quarterback Eli Manning, obviously the leader of the Giants offense. And, to me, guys, the biggest surprise of the season was the Giants offense, the inability, to score a lot of points. I mean, we knew that money was spent in the offseason on the defense, but we didn't know that the defense was going to be that good. The offense, we expected it to be better.
I think disappointing is a better word than surprise, but I think when you add the fact that Sterling Shepard, as good as he looked as a rookie, and now Victor Cruz coming back, you would think they would have been better offensively, but they weren't. And, to see Eli stand up at the podium and say, hey, look, there's a lot of guys that have never been in the playoffs before. The thing that I think back to is, look, this is Eli. This is his prime.
Yeah.
All right. These are the best years for Eli. Last couple of years that have been a waste at 6-10 because they didn't have the talent on defense. They finally invest money. They get some guys on the defense. They help them out. And now they lay an egg in the postseason. Look, Eli. This is what every NFL team wants. They want a quarterback that can win them games. They want a quarterback they can count on and rely on. And the rest of the team failed Eli. They failed the Giants and the Giants fans by not showing up when it matters the most.
And going with that is, when is playoff Eli going to show up? Is playoff Eli going to show up in this football game? He did immediately, not only with his precision of being able to throw the ball and put great footballs out there for his wide receivers to catch. Unfortunately, the drop showed up. But his ability at the line of scrimmage to manipulate and change the plays. Because how many times did you see Eli Manning walk up, put different identifications on the middle of the defense, and check the play to put their offense in positions to win? But it's up to other players to step up and make those plays when he puts them into position. And they didn't.
I think what they needed to do was, early on, they were stopping the run and daring them to throw the football. And they did not. I think they stuck with the run too long. I think they should have. I know the numbers go out to where he threw the ball a lot, but I think if they would have been a little bit more balanced early on with the run and the pass, I think that would have get a little more, a little less predictable. In the beginning of the game, I just felt like the scheme just didn't seem like they were being aggressive enough, because they were playing towards their defense, and their defense, as we talked about out early, let them down a little bit, and that kind of changed their whole perspective, and then they had to become aggressive again, and that kind of really, I think, is a tough thing to do, to be aggressive, then not aggressive, then back to be aggressive again. It's tough for teams to do that, especially on offense.
All right. Clearly one of the highlights for the Giants this season was number 21, Landon Collins. You'll hear from him shortly, but right now, don't forget you are watching Giants Post Game Live, presented to you by Mercedes-Benz, the official luxury automobile of the New York Giants, right here for you on MSG.
It was a big blow, but I mean, we've been playing with a lot of corners that have been down and the other corners step up. And I mean, we had the opportunity, everybody played a decent game. And I mean, with DRC went down, I mean, made a difference. Nothing went wrong. I mean, we just saw the ball overthrown, so we all jumped. But I mean, the ball was overthrown, but Kyle just stayed in bounds and just reached out and caught it. And then that was about it.
Were you kind of shocked that he got behind you guys like that when you turned
around? No, I mean, it was surprised that he caught the ball instead and bounced with his. I mean, that's when you're a great player. That's what great players do. But he that's what he's supposed to do, get the ball. And try to get behind us. I guess that was their assignment was. I don't know. But he did a great job of what he did.
When you jumped, did you think that there wasn't enough room behind you guys for him to be able to catch it and stay in bounds?
Say it again.
When you guys jumped, did you think there wasn't enough room behind you for him to catch the ball and stay in bounds?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like we said, I saw the ball was overthrown, and the ball was really in the back of the end zone. We didn't think anybody had the chance to get it, and he just made a play.
You guys did so well early on against Rodgers. What enabled them to turn the tide to where things just kind of came apart at the end?
He was just making plays. In this game, you need a little bit of luck, and he had that on the side, and he made those plays and made it count every time.
Is that discouraging when you guys are playing so well?